This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Field Notes Brand, USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm from Chicago. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, here's a real quick explanation of what's happened. A few weeks ago, about a month ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King into this magical land called Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I guess through the dimensional rift, and so I'm hosting a weekly podcast from a tavern in Foon. The tavern is called the Vermilion Minotaur, and I'm actually very excited this week that I've been able to talk the tavern owner into being a guest on the podcast, and we'll get to you in a second, but first I want to introduce my mostly weekly co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
And your roommate. Hey, how's it going?
And my roommate, exactly, who've been very kind to let me stay with you.
No
I've
worries,
been there for
yeah, no
almost
worries.
Over a month.
Yeah, it's flown by.
And Usinor the Wizard is
Do you
here.
Have sarcasm in your world?
Yes.
Oh, because I
yes.
said it's flown by, but I was being
You're sarcastic. Being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
Do
no
you
worries.
Want me to not... Have
I'd
I been
rather,
staying there too long?
I'd rather know that you're with me and safe than... out somewhere else wandering around, but...
Because I have, like, nothing. I have no
we
money.
We have plenty of open rooms.
You have plenty of open rooms here.
We do.
Well, why don't I go ahead and introduce our guest.
Oh,
our guest, why don't you introduce yourself? Oh, I'm sorry.
The Bower of Chaos, champion of the great halls of Taragas, the elves know me as Fiang Yat, the dwarves know me as Zunan Huvestang.
Huvestang.
No, I ain't known in the Northeast as Gasmuenas Mesa. You want to go with me on this one?
Usador is here. He's just wandering around. I think he's drunk. I think he's wandering around trying to get people on his quest.
Fionn Yelik is here nearly every night of the week.
Oh, so you refer to it. You know him as Fionn Yelik.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm half elf.
Oh, you're half elf?
Right.
Wow. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Please
so
introduce yourself.
Habit. I'm sorry. Otak Barleyfoot, owner and operator of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family-run business.
I'm so excited to have you on because I've been hosting this podcast every week since I've gotten here. I love the Vermilion Minotaur. It's a cool
Thank you.
Tavern, and lots of adventurers and interesting people come through here.
I hope you've tried our spiced potatoes.
I haven't. I haven't tried the spiced potatoes.
Okay.
I'm not a big starch guy.
All right.
If I were to look at you, I'd say you're a big starch guy.
Chunt, are you okay? I feel like maybe I'm
a little high. I'm a little high strung. Okay, I'm a little high strung. I just came from a session. I had a.
You
are you familiar with fetishes? Do you know what fetishes are?
Yes.
I make a little, whenever I change into a new animal, I'm currently a badger. I've been a badger for a little while. There's a group of people who will pay me to pose for a fetish, and they have me, I'll like eat grubs or something, and they'll watch me eat grubs, or I'll wear just like a wet t-shirt that says like kiss the chunt or something.
Oh,
it's the underbelly of Hog's Face.
There's
got chunt. So I mean, it's just there's a certain select group who are into watching me in whatever state I'm in do certain deeds.
Yeah, I guess that explains why that one day you came home with a wet t-shirt that said chunt hardly wait.
Yeah, I don't know why I wrote that. I don't know what was coming into my mind, but chunt hardly wait.
But I'm sorry, I'd like to get back to our guest. So I love the Vermilion Minotaur. So tell me a little bit about the establishment.
Well, as you can see, it's carved out of the base of a barley wood tree.
Ooh.
Right at the edge of McShingleshane Forest. It was carved out.
I was wondering what the name of that forest was.
Oh, McShingleshane.
Yeah.
And so my family took it over right from the beginning, called it the Vermilion Minotaur because of the old Vermilion Minotaur legend.
What is the legend of the Vermilion Minotaur?
Ooh, I'm going to blow out some candles here.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to set the mood.
Thank you, Chunt. Chunt used to work here, so we have a
I did
good
not know that.
Relationship. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll bounce here. Depending on the size of the animal, I'll be a bouncer. Wow. But if I'm a caterpillar or something, I'll probably just stay inside.
Back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is it safe for a caterpillar in the kitchen?
I usually just wrap a cocoon around myself. And
nice. Yeah.
So the Vermilion Minotaur. The
Vermilion Minotaur, yes. So the legend of the Vermilion Minotaur is, of course, the old story when the Countess's baby was trapped in the forest, and 8 Vermilion Minotaurs invited the baby into their labyrinth. And then the heavens rained down. And then the horses came.
This legend.
It's told a few ways.
Fever dream.
Yeah. I think it's open.
It might be me. My wife was the storyteller. But,
are you okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a story I used to tell my daughter.
I don't think I've met your daughter or your wife.
Well, my wife. My wife passed some years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
She was crushed by a barleywood tree.
Oh.
And my daughter, she ran away. She wanted to be a warrior.
Uh-huh.
And she joined the Falsetto Marauders.
Falsetto
and
Marauders?
I haven't seen her in 2 blunders.
I'm so sorry to hear about the tragedies in your family. I don't know if you want to talk about it or we could change the subject. We could talk about the...
No, it's fine. And in fact, quite frankly, I'm looking for some adventurers to aid me in getting my daughter back.
Really? So you have your own quest that you want to go on?
Yeah. Fionn Yellick, I have spoken to him about it. He seems distracted with something else. But, you know, ideally I'd get some help.
Yeah, I mean...
Getting her back.
I have to stay here and do this podcast because this is pretty important. Communication, explain this world to my world.
And I was like, Arnie's got a similar situation where he's left his wife and daughter behind and he's done nothing to search for them.
No.
You chose to leave them behind.
No, that is absolutely not true. I have a wife and a newborn child at home, and I am heartbroken that I'm not with them. And I worry and I think about it every day. I did not intentionally come here. I'm really just trying to make the best out of it and trying to do important work with this podcast. But I, like you, am very heartbroken.
You seem pretty jovial.
No, I...
Can we get some spicy potatoes over here?
Yes, please. The spiced.
So, okay. So you're trying to get adventurers together. Like,
right.
Your daughter went off with the Falsetto Marauders?
Yes, that is correct. They're a mercenary group of warriors. They're always looking for young trainees.
And do they sing?
No, it's, you know when they're near, because you hear like a...
warrior call.
Yeah.
And so is she in any particular... Like, I mean, first of all, you should go after her, but it seems like she chose to go off...
The Falsetto Marauders are the worst kind of people on the face of Foon. I mean, they're disgusting animals.
What horrible things have they done?
They killed off all of the sheep.
Oh, I mean, we used to have sheep. We don't have anymore. I know when my cousin was a baby, they walked by and just like smacked him.
I gotta say,
across the face, like a baby.
Look, I'm not saying that those things are.
Are you laughing at my cousin getting smacked?
I'm so sorry.
And that's not the only baby they've smacked either.
Sure. Look, I'm not saying
when you hear that sound coming into town.
Wizard fight.
Not in here, boys.
Look, I'm not saying that. I just think that, like, killing sheep and smacking babies on
every
the scale
last sheep.
On the scale of the kind of awful things that you could do in this land, the stuff I've kind of heard about, that seems pretty small scale.
Would
stuff.
You want your daughter, your abandoned daughter, to join a
not
a group
abandoned
of
is an exaggeration.
Angry baby slapping sheep killing marauders?
No, of course. I'm just saying, like, if this is what she wants to be doing with her life.
Activia had a beautiful voice.
Activia?
My daughter?
Her name is Activia.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
We used to, anytime we'd see her around town, we'd kind of sing it. Activia.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's take a quick break.
I'm caught in my robe!
We gotta help Usador. We're gonna take a quick break, refresh our drinks, and help Usador, and we'll be right back with more tales from the Vermilion Minotaur.
I think this would be a wonderful opportunity for you to get out of Hulk's face and learn a little bit more about the world around you. For it turns out that there is evil in this world. Take up arms against it for his eternal duties to decide when it is time for you. We can no longer stand for the evil.
Shut up!
Invade our lives. Last chance. I won't ask you again. I won't ask for you to come along with me on my wonderful journey. So much gold and honor and prestige to be won.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, so I guess we've helped Usador at least as much as we possibly can. I want to talk a little bit more about the tavern itself.
Well, it's a place to meet friends. Mm-hmm. To have good conversation.
Yeah.
We've got some, you know, sort of out of bar activities we do.
Uh-huh.
We've got a mittens team. And in fact, we're down a guy. All right, well, we'll talk later.
I'm not very athletic myself. I know Usador has been really wanting to get into playing mittens.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mentioned that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I get it.
We've got a wizard.
That's not a big deal.
So we don't really need
another one. What's it like running a tavern in a magical land? Is it dangerous? I mean, I know we're on, what is it, this big thoroughfare road. You probably get a lot of strange creatures and adventurers coming in all the time.
Right. Well, they always come in here. I mean, where do you think they get their rumors and their gossip? They come here to the Vermilion Minotaur, and our barkeeps are more than happy to supply it.
Yeah.
But it can be dangerous. I mean, I already told you how my daughter is gone. And
yeah.
My wife is crushed.
I know. We talk...
It's weird that you're leading me into more.
That's really bringing the podcast. Let's not talk so much about that anymore. So the bartenders being kind of rumor mongers, are they trained to do that?
It just comes naturally. I mean, people come for, you know, they're looking for work, they're looking for adventure, and they ask the barkeep.
Do you collect rumors yourself? Like, are there any juicy rumors floating around lately?
I mean, I've got a couple. I mean, I don't know if I want to spread it. I'll give you one.
Great.
So the Raven's crew, you know...
I don't know what that is.
They kind of kidnap children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Raven's crew.
They don't smack them, though. They kidnap him.
They just...
No, they don't smack him.
They don't smack him or slap him.
Right, they're just a kidnapping of children. It's a religious cult.
Oh, I see.
The Raven's crew. They're very... And so they kidnap children, they bring them to their palace, and brainwash them.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a rumor that one of them is working at the cobbler.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's a former Raven's crew member or a current.
Uh-huh.
But that's just one little rumor I heard.
Yeah, I heard that one.
You heard that one as well?
I heard he's also... I heard he's gay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I mean, I've had sex with male right. animals. I'm just saying it's something to talk about.
Sure, of course.
Usually you have to buy a second ale to get that extra rumor.
Ah, I see. So it's kind of an unspoken...
Yeah, it's all right. I mean...
I blew his wallet.
No, it's like an unspoken menu item.
Right. You know, it's... I'll have another ale.
Let me be clear. Well? Shunt doesn't care about homosexuality. It's just fun,
it's
to,
just
talk
fun
about.
To talk about.
It's everyone loves to talk about sexuality, right?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Do you have? I mean, do you in your world? Do you talk about like who's gay and who's not?
Yeah, I suppose we do.
Yeah, but it's not in like a nasty way. It's like oh, that's fun.
I mean, unfortunately, some people do talk about it in a nasty way. But then also, people do generally gossip, especially if you're like not sure or surprised.
Yeah.
Or like it switches.
John accepts all.
Foon is a pretty accepting place.
It seems like it. It does. It really does. There's so many different things to kind of be accepting of, really. Like, you know, people that have sex with animals and then turn into those animals.
Thank you. Can I ask you something real quick?
Yes, yes. My friend Trunt is ashamed to say, Trunt, wave.
Hello.
Hello, that's John.
Usador, if you're going to try to engage us, I wish you would be on the podcast.
I'm sorry?
If you're going to try to engage us, I wish you would be on the podcast. Do you realize, you know, every week you've been on this podcast.
I know, but I'm working hard this week, Arnold. I'm going to recruit some adventurers to defeat the Dark Lord.
Okay.
I'm recommitted.
All right.
I feel like two more drinks and he'll be in the wizard state, so.
Oh, God. I hate the wizard state so much.
It can be a blessing.
Yeah. Do you have any, what are the perks of being a tavern owner?
Well, like I said, everybody kind of comes to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I've known people since they were young. You know,
sure.
We've been here. I've known their fathers and their father's fathers. We also do a good deal of charity work.
Really?
And if you could,
fantastic.
Again, if you're going to be around, it would be great for you to chip in.
Yeah, if I have time.
If you have time to give money?
I don't have any
working?
Money.
He didn't ask for a time commitment. He asked for a donation.
Oh, I thought he was suggesting that I do some charity work.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting a donation.
I was suggesting a donation. But also, I mean, we have our Vermilion Minotaur March coming up. And if you march around the outskirts of the town with us, that would also...
And what are we raising money for?
For an extension to the Vermilion Minotaur.
That does not... Wait, for hold on. That's not charity. That's not charity.
We do you know that we house 8 unwed mothers?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
So is this because of your wife and your child?
You said you didn't want to talk about that.
I guess I don't, but it just seems so... Chunt, right? Doesn't it seem... That seems like probably why...
Do you think that he slept with those women?
No, I'm not.
Do you think he's the father of those?
How dare you?
I'm not accusing you of anything.
And even if I did, I'm a widower. My wife died.
That's true. You are.
She would want.
You can have sex with as many people as you want.
Can I ask you something direct? Because you seem real in a not real hurry to get home. Are you gay? Do you have a wife and kid? Are you gay?
I'm not gay. I love my wife and my child, and I really do want to get home to them. I'm just, you know, while I'm here, I'm trying to make the most of it.
You should know that there are a couple of rumors about you.
There are rumors about me?
I spread most of them.
Yeah. Oh, Chunt. Well, what are the rumors?
Well, there's one that you're gay.
Which you can't be upset with, right?
I'm not upset. No, I'm not. Look, here's the thing. I'm not having sex with anybody here. I guess I can understand why people, you know, I haven't immediately sidled up to a wench here, so I guess that means I'm gay. But I'm not.
We don't call them
I'm
wenches.
I'm just faithful. I'm sorry. What do you call them?
Barmaids.
Barmaids. Fair enough. All right, what's another rumor about me?
I don't know if you're going to want to hear it.
Is it really that bad?
I told people that you poop standing up.
Yeah, one time.
And in Foon, that's the sign of that's the dark sign. I mean, one of the dark signs.
That means I'm evil?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Look, first of all, the plumbing here is weird. There's no really good... I mean, Robert? In my world, going to the bathroom is very, like, much more of a convenient situation. And so I was just trying to figure out the least grotesque way to kind of, like, poop in the arrangement here. And, you know, I was standing up trying something out. Chunt walked in on me. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing.
Do you use something besides a poop pot and a thistle brush? Where you
make
come from?
Take up a sword. Yay, young brothers, come with me on this quest to defeat the
No,
stay away.
Please, I beg of you.
Leon Yelich.
Stop. Don't go to your day jobs.
Oh, what kind of adventure is he going to have with a bunch of unwed mothers?
You're sick.
You're bringing this down.
I was so excited. I feel like this is really taking a horrible turn. I love the Vermilion Minotaur. I'm so excited to have you on as a guest. I'm sorry if I've offended you. And Chunt, I'm sorry I've clearly upset you as well.
No, I told you I had a long day of being fetishized, so it's just okay. It's that.
Well, what are some things coming up with the Vermilion Minotaur? People listening to this in my world, if they can somehow come through that dimensional rift, if they find themselves in Foon,
sure.
Like things they could expect if they come to the Vermilion Minotaur.
Well, we have open mic night.
What, really?
Once a week. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's so strange because before I came here, you guys didn't even know what microphones were.
Microphone.
What is open mic night?
We have a guy named Mike, and he'll split himself open.
Oh, God.
He's an inside outer.
Yeah.
Which means he can exist either with his skin intact or sort of popped out.
Ugh.
And then he'll do like 2 to 3 minutes of stand up.
It gets pretty crowded here on open mic nights.
What night of the week is open mic night?
Flenday.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out what day Flenday is. I'm going to kind of try to make it a point to not come on Flenday. I'm sorry.
I was testing out some new material. I told you about this the other day. I said, come support my new material.
I didn't know.
Chunt's performing, yeah.
Chunt's observations.
All right, Chunt, show us some of your material.
Don't make me be funny on the spot.
All right, well, how about this?
Have you ever been walking next to a tree and, like, a leaf will fall? And you're like, Chunt's up with that. That's my catchphrase is Chunt's up with that.
Chunt's up with that. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I don't want any feedback from you.
So that's just one thing going on. And then there's Chunt's night.
There's a lot of Chunt-centric nights here.
I've been here since I was a kid. I've been running around here. Otak's been like a father to me.
Little Chunt. You should have known Chunt when he was a little guy.
What was he like?
Well, he went through different phases when he was different animals.
Yeah. What has been your favorite form that Chunt has been in?
Otter.
Mm-hmm. Otters are pretty adorable.
Yep. Used to come in here, just lay on my back, and crack open clams on my tummy.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
And then he'd have sex with a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Head to the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll see you in 3 months. Up. Yeah.
Otak, thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on Hello from the Magic Tavern. I love the Vermilion Minotaur. I'm glad that people get a little bit more of a sense of this place we've been podcasting from every week.
I'm using my best booth.
Yes, and please, I mean, I know you're often very busy running the place, but if you ever want to sit in on the podcast, please, please do.
Thank you.
And maybe we can get word out about your missing daughter.
Activia.
About Activia. I mean, we won't dwell on it too much because it's kind of depressing, but, you know.
Activia!
All right, Usador. As always, please, if you enjoy this podcast, go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars, and just let people know. This is a major discovery. I'm sure most of Earth is really going crazy about it right now. But on the off chance that it isn't major news, please get the word out there. Also, you can email us your questions about Foon at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I swear it's a real email address. It's all I could get. There's some weird firewall with a Burger King Wi-Fi. It's not worth going into. But we got an email from Joshua Bright who asks, is there an amusement park in Foon? If so, what are its mascots and assorted attractions? I don't know if you would even know what an amusement park is. It's just like a large, like a fair.
Sure.
Or festival that is just always there and you go on their rides. And people dressed up in weird costumes.
We have, there's Toppleland.
Yep.
And it's, you basically climb up to the top of a tree, and somebody will knock over the tree, and you just, it's where you go to die. It's when you're ready to die.
Yeah. I feel like that would
so
be...
So we don't have the term amusement park.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, we call them death parks.
I know, but his wife was killed by a tree.
Chunt knows.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah. We have that rapport. So
right. At the death parks, the trees aren't doing it intentionally. It's part of the ritual.
I see. Is it common for people to go and kill themselves at the Topple Park?
I mean, if a tree topples in the forest, does anyone hear it? It's pretty common.
Chun's up with that.
Well, what another wondrous array of imaginings in a fantastical world that isn't real because it's fake. Chunt the Badger was brought to glorious life by the human Adil Rafai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Special guest Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. He would agree with me that assembling an army of robots powered by the souls of children is no easy task. You can follow Nick on Twitter at NBAER. Don't be terrified by the unconventional spelling. And Evan Jakover was in there somewhere yelling in the background. Produced by Evan Jakover and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and the fantastical world we've haphazardly assembled at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. This wondrous ball of lies was brought to you by Field Notes with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Field Notes at fieldnotesbrand.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.